And things are set to get rather somber when the Archers returns tonight at 7 o'clock.
International journalism and engaging storytelling.
Our ancestors were doing this, and no matter what they say, we're going to stick to our culture.
The new series of Crossing Continents uncovers a shocking custom in Malawi, poverty in oil-rich Venezuela, and the secret library in Syria.
There were so many good books that I kept flicking through, and then I said to the boys in charge, I want to stay here.
Crossing Continents returns this Thursday morning at 11 on BBC Radio 4.
Now on Radio 4, time for our drama, another episode of our series about Manchester's finest legal representatives. David Schofield stars as Frank Twist.
When, as a young man, my comrades and I were choosing a name for the popular beat group I was fronting, we ended up settling upon the Shipbuilders. But we did flirt briefly with calling ourselves the Lumpen Proletariat. It was 1978 and we needed to identify. And after all, I was a paid-up member of the proletariat and our basis was a proper lump. Back then, trumpeting of your identity was largely the prerogative of the young, snotty and spiky-haired. Nowadays, everybody's at it. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. And identity may well be at the heart of any consultation we have together. Who exactly are you? And did you really do that?
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
Flat white.
You actually asked for a flat white?
No, that's my mood. Very flat, very white.
Oh, shame. Any reason?
I've just seen our figures from last month.
Crime is falling.
I know, it's terrible.
But has not been eradicated. We have work. Two clients.
Good.
In a way.
Which is mine?
There's a choice.
Between?
Let's play.
What?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, Frank, we have to. One, two, three.
Paper.
Again. One, two, three.
Paper.
Again. One, two, three.
Paper.
You can't keep doing
Why
paper.
Why not, you are?
It spoils it.
Okay, all right, I won't do paper this time.
Okay. One, two, three.
Paper.
Paper, Frank.
Tell me about the clients, eh? I might be able to choose.
Option one is a threatening behaviour.
Okay, fine.
With added religious fanaticism.
Oh, right.
And the offence took place at a primary school.
Got you. Option two?
An arson.
Right. Oh, right. Where?
At the same primary school.
Really?
With intent to endanger human life.
Oh.
And it's racially aggravated.
One, two, three. Paper.
Scissors. I'll take the threatening behaviour.
Cheat.
Not at all.
You waited. You waited for me to commit.
I stopped waiting for that a long time ago. Yours is called, Ian Donoghue.
You cheated, and no one likes a cheat.
Oh, come to that, a racist fire starter. Let's go.
You were fractionally behind me. You know you were.
Oh, stop going on about it. You lost.
It's so important to you, isn't it?
What is?
Winning.
Yes, it is. And I don't like representing racists.
Picky, picky, picky. Somebody's got to.
I know. Not me, though, huh?
Nightmares here. Water's off. Computer's down. Understaffed. I'm dealing with Donoghue and Aziz. Which one of you's for Donoghue?
Him.
Mr. Twist, so you're for Aziz, Mr. Gold.
I am.
I think we've all got a long day ahead of us.
One of joy and laughter.
I'm going to say not. If you'd like to follow me...
I'm looking for my friend. He's been arrested.
Take a seat, love. We'll...
Well, they said he was brought here. His name's Hassan Aziz.
Well, this is his lawyer. You don't mind dealing with her, do you, Miss Cole?
Well, I think we should...
I'll take you down, sir.
See you later.
Will we need a lawyer?
Always for the best when you're nicked.
He should never have been arrested.
Right.
We were protesting.
So, You were there?
Yeah, outside Lingwood.
It's a primary school, isn't it?
Yes.
So you witnessed his arrest?
Honestly, he's done nothing wrong.
What was the protest about?
Well, there's been lots of problems there recently.
The fire?
Well, that's just part of it. They got rid of the chair of the governors.
Who did?
The council. There was an Ofsted report.
What did it say?
Said the school was unsatisfactory. It weren't. It's good.
So why was the chair of governors sacked?
It's all politics, isn't it?
So what happened today?
There was like a group of us by the gates. We were chanting and handing out leaflets and stuff. Police arrive, it's all move along, and Hassan says we've got a right to protest. Policeman shoves me, proper hard. Hassan steps in, tells the policeman off.
Did he swear at him?
Hassan never swears. He's very respectful. He was just trying to protect me, that's what he's like.
So, Mr. Twist, have you heard of Twitter?
I'm sorry, did Methuselah just walk in the room?
Who?
It's a biblical reference.
Right. Are you a religious man, sir?
Not so far. Methuselah was... Forget it. Yes, I know what Twitter is.
So, this is a copy of a tweet from your client's account. He's attached the photo of the school just as the fire took hold.
When was this?
Night before last. Fire service arrived promptly. Damage contained.
Anyone hurt?
No.
Well, that's something.
He's tweeted the words, "The heat is on," next to the image.
Right.
And that is a hashtag he often uses. Hashtag the North will rise again, also linked to the photo.
You're saying it's racially aggravated?
Yes.
Why would a racist target this school?
It's over 80% Muslim. Had a bit of bad publicity too recently.
Like what?
Been some changes there. Ofsted thought some of the values being taught were a little... Oh, I don't know. Fundamental.
I see.
All the evidence suggests that your client was present on the scene when the fire was started.
Got a fire report?
Looks like a petrol bomb.
And the tweet?
Gone around the world. Retweeted over 4,000 times. He's building up quite a following, your Mr. Donoghue.
Oh, there's a fan club, then.
Not all of the replies are friendly. There are death threats.
Are you investigating them?
They're from all over the place. Jurisdiction issues, to be honest.
Why would he tweet evidence of his own crimes?
Have you met him before?
I don't think so.
Not the sharpest knife in the box. He's the sort of man who makes our job easier.
Not so much mine.
I'll introduce you.
And you're sure Hassan didn't strike the officer at all?
He's passionate, but he's not like that.
I may be needing a witness statement from you, Samira.
Okay. Sometimes I wish I hadn't...
Hadn't what?
I kind of blame myself. Hassan and me, we talked a lot about our faith. He gets very wound up about injustice, Miss Gold. And then when the school got rid of me...
You worked there?
A teaching assistant.
You were sacked?
I was put in a difficult position. Forced to resign.
So is the protest about you?
Not really. I had to go because of what they did to my dad.
Your dad?
He was the chair of the governors they pushed out.
Right, so there's a personal grievance too.
It wasn't right what they were saying.
Hassan is close to you.
I suppose.
He must have been upset.
He's not violent, honestly.
Oh, right. It sounds like overzealous policing. Officer gets a bit carried away.
The thing is, with Hassan, it's like he's always having to prove himself.
In what way?
A true believer.
Why would he need to do that?
Sorry to keep you waiting, Miss Gold. Ready to come down?
Yes.
I'll wait here.
Well, this'll be interesting.
What will?
Let's just say that I'm glad he's got a woman brief to look after him.
Oh, yes?
Your Mr. Aziz doesn't much like the idea of us girls doing real men's work.
Oh, he said that?
Not in so many words. You know what they're like.
They?
Some of them. And this one's a bit different.
You have to let me out! Now!
That's him. Mr. Happy. Been like this since he arrived.
You must permit Salah!
What does he want?
To pray.
What's the problem?
No water. He can't wash. Problem with the plumbing. We're trying to sort it out. He thinks it's a police conspiracy.
I can't hear you!
I told him it's not the police. It's just a cock-up. Workman left some copper pipes exposed a couple of nights ago.
Where?
About 100 metres from the nick. Some scally had it away with them. No water.
Embarrassing.
Just a bit.
You said he was different.
Yeah. You'll see.
The right to pray! Praise is right, my friend!
We know all about your rights. Don't worry.
Oh, about time.
This is your brief, Sarah Gold.
Morning, Mr. Aziz.
Oh, I was expecting...
I know. Another female of the species. Terrible, isn't it?
Thank you, officer. How do you do?
I'm not permitted to shake your hand.
Oh, good start. I'll leave you to it.
You can't shake my hand?
My beliefs don't allow it.
Because I'm not Muslim?
It's a cultural thing.
Oh, I know all about cultural things. Grew up with them.
You did?
Yeah. Did you?
Sorry, I don't understand.
I'm Jewish.
Jewish?
Met one of them before?
Yeah, of course.
Is that a problem for you?
Not really.
My lot have got loads of rules and regulations, not very big on them myself.
We're all people of the book.
Well, there you go. Hands across the divide. Although, not literally.
Listen, pal. How many times? Nothing to do with me.
The tweet was sent from your account.
Not by me.
Who else has access to your Twitter account?
No one, fellas, I know.
There's your problem.
I don't care. I didn't send it.
And the fire?
Don't know anything about it.
Police are saying there's a pattern of behaviour.
Eh? I've never started a fire.
The tweets, Ian. Photo of the fire. Quote, the heat is on, unquote. Hashtag, the North will rise again.
Got a problem with that?
What does that mean?
What it says. I'm from the North, I'm proud of that.
Is that all?
You're saying there's something wrong with being proud of your heritage?
Depends.
On who you are, is that what you're saying? They're proud of their heritage.
Who?
You know.
No, I don't.
The Muslims. All right for them, but I get nicked.
Now, listen, Ian, can we just consider...
I mean, you're a northern lad, aren't you?
I grew up in Mankia.
Changed, hasn't it?
Everywhere's changed.
Some places more than others.
I want to focus on the case.
There's no case.
There's a bunch of tweets here, right? The police have copied them down. That third one.
Real northerners. What's wrong with that?
Next to a picture of a bunch of angry white blokes on a demo.
It's a demo. Still a free country, you know.
There's others too. Picture of a row of shops, halal butchers, curry house, Asian shops.
So?
And you've tweeted, used to be my country.
Yeah.
So did you tweet that?
That's our high street. Just saying what I think.
And then there's the school on fire.
Which is nothing to do with me.
Oh, did you tweet the picture because you supported who did it?
Didn't start the fire, didn't take the picture, didn't tweet it.
So who did?
I don't know. I'm not the detective.
The trouble is, the police will say it's in line with your other tweets.
You show me where else it says I'm in favour of firebombing a school.
You condemn it, then.
I'm against starting fires. Any fires. It's wrong. I'm being victimised here.
You're being victimised?
Because of what I believe in.
And what do you believe in?
Celebrating my cultural heritage.
Do a bit of the old traditional dancing then, eh? It's Gaelic football, is that right?
Eh?
Your name's Donoghue. Immigrant stock. Bit of Irish in you.
I'm a normal English working class bloke.
Me too.
No chance.
I am. Proper working class, me.
Not now, mate. You've gone over to the other side.
Water not working, that's not true.
Why would they lie about that?
Obvious. They don't like us.
You can't say that.
I can say what I want. That's what society is. All prejudice against people like me. She's prejudiced, that policewoman, I'm telling you.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say...
Oh, you wouldn't? What did she say to you? I heard her. They like this, they like that.
Yes, she did.
Prejudice. You should report her.
You want me to report her?
Well, don't you want to?
I want to help you, Hassan, but if you want to make a complaint...
Oh, forget it. Waste of time. Standard, isn't it? Not worth it. I need to pray.
Your friend is here. She's given me a bit of background.
Friend?
Samira.
Samira's here? Oh, that's good. That's very good.
She's worried about you. I told her I'd take good care of you.
What have we got around here now? Their shops, their mosque, no one talking our language, their food.
Curry, fine northern traditional fare.
So that'd be funny.
Not me.
Everything I like, it's wrong now. I like a drink. You've got pubs closing all over town. I like the football.
Oh, City are doing all right.
I'm a Latix fan, me.
Oh, tough times there.
There you go. And it still costs 20 quid to get in.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
It is when you've not got a job. There's nothing for the likes of me round here.
Oh, nothing at all.
They look after their own. We should look after our own.
I don't know about that.
I'll tell you something. Did a proper apprenticeship, me.
What in?
Bricky. Can't get work now. Poles have got all that. Them lot cornered the market.
Oh, is that right?
We're strangers in our own town. We've had a change. They haven't. A lot of the Muslim women can't even speak English.
Let's deal with the case, shall we?
When you go and live in another country, you should learn the local language.
You ever been to Spain?
All I'm saying is, we're different.
You're going to have to answer questions in interview.
Fine by me.
So, did you start that fire?
I'll tell you again, no.
Why did you send the tweet?
I didn't. I'm not that stupid.
Where were you at 11:30 p.m. the day before yesterday?
Why?
That's about the time the fire started.
Day before yesterday.
Something funny?
I've got an alibi. I wasn't there.
Good. Where were you?
Can't say.
If you've got an alibi, we need to run it.
Sorry, mate. Can't do that.
What happened at the school, Hassan?
I don't want to talk about it. All things are set up.
How's that?
You won't understand.
Try me.
Lingwood School was inspected last year.
Ofsted. I was looking on the website when I was outside. They said it was inadequate.
No. It's a good school. Got problems, but the parents like it.
So why did the chair of governors get the push?
Mr. Farrar.
Samira's dad, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a good man. Simple reason he was kicked out.
Which is?
He's Muslim.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, it was. That's why he was sacked. There were some Ofsted people got involved and sacked him. Didn't like what he was doing.
What was he doing?
He was respecting the wishes of parents. About the way they wanted their kids educated. Most of the parents was happy. Another school down the road got a bad inspection. White chair, she's still in charge. No one hears about that one. But Lingwood, all over the local paper, it's prejudice.
More to it than that.
It's simple. Get rid of the Muslim chair of governors, then make it impossible for his daughter to work there. She's been told her dad's a fundamentalist all the time. They're making like she's some sort of extremist.
Is she like that?
Oh, of course not. She's just an ordinary Muslim girl, trying to help local kids with their education. And next, there's all the bad publicity. Some fascist thinks it's a good idea to firebomb a primary school.
You think that's linked?
Of course it is. We're under attack.
So what exactly happened today?
Nothing. There's like a group of us handing out leaflets saying Mr. Farrar should get his job back.
Is that all?
We're all behaving ourselves. Letting people know what we think. And some parent calls the police. We're frightening the kids. It's rubbish.
What happened when the policeman turned up?
I said to him, what are you doing wasting your time here? You should be looking for the people who threw a firebomb into a school at night. Samira was saying the same.
What did the policeman do?
Gets all aggressive and in Samira's face. I told him to back off. He nicked me.
Did you assault him in any way?
I pushed him. I was defending Samira. She's only small, and he was a big man.
All right, we can try and run self-defence. Not easy when the victim's a police officer. You'll have to tell them you were defending Samira.
I'm not saying anything.
You'll need to.
Not happening. I'm not going to be judged here.
No one's judging you here. It's a police station.
Don't you get it? God is my judge, not your police force.
It's not my police force.
Not my courts. They mean nothing to me. I only have one judge.
The courts won't see it like that.
Don't care. It's not part of my world.
We're both living in this world.
No, we're not. You're wrong about that. We're different. Our world's totally different.
What do you want to do then?
I'm not taking part in this system. Don't accept it. I refuse to be interviewed.
They'll interview you in your cell if they have to.
Not to them. I'm saying nothing. Put them to proof.
I'm sorry.
I said put them to proof.
Thought you did. Are you a lawyer, Hassan?
No.
You seem to know some law.
Maybe.
Have you had contact with the law?
No.
Have we met before?
No.
You look kind of familiar to me.
Oh, we all look the same to you, do we?
You're white, Hassan.
I'm Muslim. It's not about skin colour, it's about what's in here, in your heart.
And what's in yours?
Faith, righteousness.
Love?
Of course, I love Allah.
Yes?
Can I have a word, Miss Gold?
Yes.
Outside?
Right.
Can I wash now?
Still no water, I'm afraid.
Lies.
I'd watch myself if I were you, young man.
Hassan.
New evidence has come to light.
Okay.
There was some mystery as to who called the fire brigade the other night.
Why?
The call was made from a pay-as-you-go mobile.
Difficult to trace.
But this one was bought with a debit card.
Belonging to?
Samira Farrar.
The girl who was in the front office?
Not now. She's been arrested.
What for?
Suspicion of arson.
What's the evidence?
You'd be amazed how often the person who starts a fire is the same person who called the fire brigade.
It's hardly grounds for arrest.
She has a motive.
What?
Her dad was forced out of the school.
So she firebombed
it? And she was obviously in the area at the time of the fire.
Was custody happy to detain her?
No complaints.
Ooh, what's it got to do with my client?
Not sure yet.
He's under arrest for assault of a police officer.
That's right.
So how is it relevant?
Well, it may not be. Miss Farrar has asked you to represent her.
This phone they're talking about, it's not mine.
It was paid for on a card of yours.
In person?
I'm not sure.
It's not my phone. I didn't make a call, Miss Gold. They seriously think I started the fire.
That's why they arrested you.
My friends work at that school. Why would I start a fire there?
Police officer thinks you had a grudge.
I'm upset. I'm not mad.
Do you have any knowledge as to who started the fire?
There's racist graffiti on the walls of the school. That should give them an idea of who started it.
They're making inquiries regarding that possibility too.
You know what this is all about, mate. One rule for them, different rule for us.
You don't believe that.
I'll tell you what. If it had been one of them lot setting fire to a church...
What?
Police wouldn't be bothering.
I'm
You're not serious.
Just saying. We have to stand up for each other. People like us.
I'm not like you.
You are? Deep down?
I am not.
You're a real northerner, proper old school. I can see that. You don't like what's happened.
Don't tell me what I think.
Mr. Twist, I need a word.
Right, well, we're very nearly ready for interview.
We're not.
Police have got you and Hassan down as a couple of real radicals.
That's a joke. I'm not like that at all. Neither's Hassan.
And your father?
He's my dad. He can be quite old-fashioned. They're not saying he's got something to do with this fire now.
Why were the council so keen to get him off the Board of Governors?
Like I said, he's old-fashioned. Look, it's a mixed school. He persuaded the head teacher that boys and girls should be taught separately in some classes.
Which classes?
Science, sometimes RE.
And the parents were unhappy?
Not really. Most were in favour. But the council didn't like it, and then the head started to say she'd been forced into it.
Had she?
My dad's got a strong personality. He knows what he believes in, and he's not frightened to say so.
How does that make life at home?
Most days are fine. I try not to argue with him.
Do you talk to him?
I tell him what he needs to know.
I still don't understand why you had to leave the school when your dad went.
They thought I was spying for my dad. Joke, really.
They don't know what they're saying, Samira. They've got conflicting evidence and they're thrashing around trying to work out exactly what's going on. Listen, if you made the phone call to the fire brigade...
I didn't.
If you did, it doesn't mean you started the fire.
Hassan and me and everybody else was just protesting today about the way I was treated by the school, the way Dad was treated.
The officer needs to speak to me. Let's hope we can make some progress. I still don't see why you arrested her.
Hang on a minute.
You've already got a suspect for the fire.
Ian Donoghue isn't your client, Miss Gold.
So what? You can't arrest my client while Donoghue's still a suspect.
Complex investigation. If we have reasonable suspicion, we're obliged to make an arrest. I just need to open this file.
Okay.
Ah, this is it. Caller hung up before the operator could take any details.
Here we go.
Fire service. I need to report a fire. What is the location of the fire? A Lingwood School. And what street is that in? Arthur Street, Oldham.
Recognise the voice?
I think the voice is yours. That's the number the call was made from.
439.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, I saw the fire on the way home. I rang the fire brigade.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I'm sorry.
Did you start that fire?
No, honestly, I didn't.
You gave me a different number.
I've got two phones.
Why?
My dad set up my account on the phone number I gave you. He pays the bill.
Generous of him.
And he gets to see all the calls I make.
Right.
You see, there's a man who goes to our mosque. He's a nice man. Dad wants me and him to get married.
Do you want that?
He's a good man.
But do you want to be his wife?
He's nearly 40 years old.
So, who do you call on your private phone?
Hassan.
And your father doesn't like that?
No.
Because he has other plans for you.
My father don't think people can change.
Hassan being a convert, is that the problem?
Forgiveness is a big part of our religion, you know?
What? They've made another arrest?
Yes.
So they can't stick the fire on me?
They want to talk to you about hate crime.
Hate crime?
They're looking at all of your tweets. They're going back over your social networking history.
They're trying it on.
Trouble is, Ian, some of your tweets could fall under Section 127 of the Communications Act.
What are you talking about, mate?
If they fall into the category of hate crime...
Give over.
Some of that North Will Rise Against stuff, it sells very close to the edge.
I'll tell you what's going on here, pal. Discrimination's what's going on here. They know it wasn't me that started the fire, so they'll get me for something else. This is harassment.
There's the photo, there's the tweet.
How many times? I didn't take that photo and I didn't tweet that message.
They've arrested her?
Yes, the police think you two started the fire.
What?
But you don't want to be interviewed, do you?
You know what? I'll talk to them.
Yes.
We're ready to interview.
I know, I think we may need
a few... I want to be interviewed now.
I think we should consult...
I'm ready to be interviewed.
Good. Let's get started. My name is DC Poole. We are in an interview room at Chadderton Police Station. Please give your full name.
My name is Hassan Aziz.
Thank you. And you have legal representation?
Sarah Gold.
Thank you, Miss Gold. I'll now remind you, Hassan, that you are under caution and that you do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something you later rely on in court. Anything you say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now, first of all, there is a matter which has just arisen that we need to discuss.
What's that?
Hassan Aziz isn't actually your name, is it?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, what is this about?
Hasn't always been your name.
Officer, I really think we
should... As you know, Miss Gold, our systems were down when your client arrived. Up again now, though, and your client's fingerprints are coming back as one Daryl Bridges.
I changed my name.
Fine. No problem with that. But Daryl Bridges seems like a very different person to Hassan Aziz.
I am very different.
In what way, officer?
Hassan Aziz has never been arrested. Daryl Bridges has a string of previous convictions.
This can't be of relevance now.
I can supply you with a list, Miss Gold.
29 previous convictions.
Lots of petty stuff, twock, shoplifting, criminal damage. There's a street robbery a few years back. Chances are you've probably represented this young man in the past.
Don't see how that would be relevant.
I'm not saying it is. You've done time inside, haven't you, Daryl?
I'm not Daryl anymore.
Fair enough.
Daryl Bridges made a lot of mistakes. He did some terrible things, but he doesn't exist anymore. I got rid of him. Started my life again. New person.
Hassan Aziz.
Daryl Bridges was all about drink, drugs. I've taken no alcohol or drugs for 2 years, ever since I saw the truth.
Officer, my client's past has no bearing on this case.
Quite right. Most of it doesn't. But there is one conviction I'd like you to look at. There is a finding of guilt from just over 2 years ago.
Sorry, I can't see it.
Bottom of the third page.
Got it.
Sentenced at Oldham Mags Community Service. Common assault.
Right.
Racially aggravated, it says. And there was a co-defendant, a known associate of your client Hassan Aziz.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
The co-defendant, also found guilty, was Ian Donoghue, currently under arrest at the police station for arson.
I don't have anything to do with Ian Donoghue anymore.
Really? Because I've done a bit of research on that case. Who was the victim of the assault, Hassan?
No comment.
Samira Farrar.
What?
You and Ian Donoghue attacked and racially abused your friend Samira.
Officer, I need a consultation.
In a moment, Miss Gold. And I'm suggesting that you and Ian Donoghue have not changed your ways.
No.
You and Donoghue started the fire at the school. You are working together.
No, not at all. It was Donoghue. He tweeted about it.
Yes, he did. But how do you know that?
I saw it. He done it.
You see, we've discovered the source of that tweet. It came from your IP address, Hassan.
It wasn't me. He's a racist.
Hashtag the North will rise again. You and Donoghue are still at it. The two of you started the fire.
No.
Officer, I really need to speak.
I know, you
need
to
speak to my other
no,
client.
No, wait, please, I
no,
want to...
No, I need to speak to Samira right now.
Tell me about this conviction for assault.
It were nothing.
Nothing? Racially aggravated assault?
It were racial. Not really.
Court thought it was.
It were two kids having a laugh.
You were 19 years old, Ian.
Two stupid kids.
What exactly happened?
Oh, what's her name? Samira used to be at our school. She was right up herself. She thought she was special. She went to sixth form college, used to walk past me and Daryl in the park. We'd say hello every day. She'd stick her nose in the air, acted like we weren't even there.
You were harassing her?
No, just talking, bit of flirting, nothing out of order. She had a bad attitude. One day, she gave us this look. Really mean look. Like, proper looking down on us. I said to Daryl we should do something about that. Next day she comes past again. We'd had a couple of beers, so just for a laugh, I dared him.
Dared him to do what?
Get the scarf off her.
The scarf?
Yeah, you know, the scarf thing that they wear.
The hijab?
Daryl was right up for it. So she passes us, I couldn't believe it. He creeps up behind her and grabs it off her head. She went mental. Start shouting at us, screaming, crying. Really over the top.
And what did you do?
He threw me the scarf, I chucked it back. We were mucking about. Didn't hurt her. Daryl gave it her back in the end, but she was still right mad about it. Next day, police came to the park. Nicked us. Racially aggravated. We were having a laugh. Weren't racial.
It was.
And I never touched her. Don't think Daryl did. Just the scarf. We both got done for assault.
Sounds about right.
I never laid a finger on her. It was Darrow grabbed the scarf. Some useless brief told me to plead guilty. Said it was best to get it over with, so I did.
Sounds like good advice to me. Joint enterprise.
You are?
You and Darrow acting together. You're lucky you didn't get a custodial.
I've got the racial stuff on my record now, whenever I apply for a job.
Would do.
If I get nicked, always comes up. Nightmare. Not saying what I did was right.
It wasn't.
It were kids having a laugh. We didn't mean nothing. And then Darrow joins them. Can you believe it?
Converted to Islam.
He were a normal bloke. Good lad, as it goes. Now he's all stuck up like her.
Police are working on the theory that you and him started the fire together.
You're joking. Only thing I've said to him is to try and put him right. Pull him back from the dark side. He won't have it.
I don't believe it. They started the fire together.
Looks like it.
That can't be right.
I'm afraid it really does look that way.
But I was with Hassan earlier that evening. We have a place we meet.
What time did you leave him?
About 9 something. We said goodbye. I stopped off at a friend's. Then I was nearly home and I saw the fire at the school, made the phone call.
Gives Hassan time to have done it.
No. It's got to be his mate. He can't have done that. He changed. He told me that.
I'm sorry, Samira.
He told me he loved me.
The evidence against him is quite powerful.
Are you sure it was him?
Samira, I think...
When I was in sixth form, they never left me alone. I had to cross that park every day. Him and his mate give me a hard time, call me a terrorist, abusing me.
Assaulting you?
I was sure his mate was the real problem. When I talked to Hassan, what do I call him now?
We need to think about you.
He's back to being Darrow, I suppose. I really thought... I'm stupid.
You're not stupid.
I loved him.
I'm going to speak to the officer. Given what they've told me, they have to release you.
I thought I loved him.
Police suspect that you and Hassan are working together as a team.
No chance.
It wouldn't be the first time.
We don't have nothing to do with each other.
So you keep telling me.
I didn't tweet the picture of the fire. It came from his computer.
From your account, your hashtags. You've got previous together.
I told you, I don't even talk to him. I'm being set up here.
Oh, and that's your defence?
Yeah, he's got it in for me.
How can he send a tweet off your account?
I don't know. Act it, ain't he?
How? You must be password protecting.
I've got a password.
Did you give it to Hassan?
Course not.
Maybe he's worked it out somehow. What is it?
Password.
Ian, I'm not going to use your password.
No, it's password.
Your password is password.
Yeah.
Just about the most common password in the world.
Is it?
Oh, it's an open door.
Right. Didn't think. They're letting me go then, are they?
No.
They have to. I didn't send a tweet. I've got nothing to do with the fire or Darrow.
I don't think the police will believe you.
I'm not guilty. I weren't there.
Then I think you need to let me have that alibi.
What did she say about me?
What do you think? You betrayed her?
No.
Yes, you lied and cheated your way into the Muslim community. You just wanted to cause trouble and you used Samira.
Totally wrong.
I don't think so, Darrow.
I told you, Darrow Bridges is dead. I'm Hassan Aziz.
You can stop all that stuff now.
I've really changed. Don't you get it?
No, I don't. I remember you now. I represented you about 4 years back. You'd been nicking cars on the estate and setting fire to them. You're a little mini crime wave.
I know.
I think your dad came down to the police station.
I doubt it.
He was stinking of booze. Police wouldn't let him in to be your appropriate adult.
That's my dad.
Where is he now?
Don't know. I haven't seen him for ages.
Why?
He's an alcoholic. I didn't need it anymore. I grew up with that.
Difficult.
Nightmare. I was meant to get myself ready for school on my own. He never took care of me.
And your mum?
Slapper.
Hey, that's not a nice thing to say about your mother.
Not nice having a mother who's a slapper. Listen, from age 10, Darrow Bridges had to look after himself. He was a kid. His family was a mess. He made a mess of things. Nobody took care of him. Samira changed everything for me.
Really?
A couple of years back, I'm in Alexandra Park. I'd been drinking all night and all day.
How much had you had?
No idea. I'm like lying on the grass, cans of special all over. Sunny day. I'm on my own. Totally out of it. Everything starts shaking. I don't know what it is, earthquake or something. Get me eyes open. It's her. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm saying, don't call the police. She's like, are you all right? I was worried about you. She's like, you need help. I say, no, but she helps me up. Starts to put all the cans in the bin, says how we need to respect the park. Stuff like that. Said I should go away.
Did you?
Yeah. She's only a young girl herself, like, but she taught me. Told me I wasn't a terrible person. I told her I was. I'd abused her. Pulled off her hijab. She forgave me.
Right.
She took me in. Nobody had ever cared about me before. I felt like I'd got a home, really, a proper home. No one ever treated me like that. So the way I see it is when Ian and me did that to her, that was like, in the end, what started me towards understanding everything.
And now?
Every day I try to lead a spiritual life, a good life.
Is that right?
I know you don't believe me.
You're telling me you just left your old life behind and turned your back on it?
Yeah.
Worked out on your family, rejected all the values you grew up with.
Don't know what you mean, I had no values.
Started again. It's never an easy thing to do.
It was easy. I was watching people I know killing themselves. Two friends OD'd. One got shot. Six, seven in prison now. Easy to walk away from that.
But that takes character.
I saw an example. I saw someone who I could look up to. Samira. She talked to me about Allah. Taught me about what's important in the world, about what really matters.
And what is that? Living together as a community?
It's all about truth, honesty. She showed me some verses that made a lot of sense. She showed me a different way of living.
Well, that's all great. Trouble is, you started that fire, didn't you?
It's not what you think.
Well, then tell me, why did you do that?
That school has had racist graffiti painted on the walls every week for years. Nobody does out about it.
Who's doing that?
People like Ian and his mates. They just keep getting away with it. Just lads having a laugh. Always abusing Samira. Always having a crack at me. Everybody lets it go. Him and his mates have beaten me up 3 times in the last year.
Have you reported this to the police?
Don't be stupid. But then, I had this idea. If Ian started a fire, people would have to take notice.
You started the fire to set up Ian?
Yes.
And you took the photo and you tweeted the message on Ian Donoghue's account?
I was doing it for the community.
Really?
Get people like Ian off the street. Make people take it serious, like. I'm not part of that world anymore. I've really changed.
Have you?
Yes. Didn't you ever want to change, to be a different person?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Allah gave me a new start, a new life. Schools didn't do that. Prison didn't do that. No one cared. Only he accepted my repentance. He's the most merciful God.
Okay.
Okay. You say okay.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, you grew up a religious person.
I walked away from that. I'm secular. I don't practice.
Well, that's your life.
Yes, that's right. It is my life. Actually, it really is.
I believe in something. I'm proud of that. I have faith. What do you believe in?
I believe in a whole lot of stuff, Hassan, but right now I want us to talk about earthly matters. You are in serious trouble.
I know.
Do you still want me to represent you?
Yes.
All right.
I want to pray. And then I want to tell the police the truth.
You going to advise me or not?
It's a difficult one, Ian.
You're my legal advisor. Advise.
Well, option one, if you get convicted of arson at the school...
Which I'm not guilty of.
But if you get convicted, you're going away for a long time. Second conviction of that type, racial motivation again.
And option two?
You put forward your alibi.
It's not great, though, is it?
None of it's great. Come in.
We need to have a word.
Yes, I think we do.
I didn't set that school on fire. I wasn't there.
Wait a minute, Ian.
I need to tell you, I've got an alibi.
Is that right?
If you just hang on.
I nicked those pipes.
What pipes?
The water pipes, copper ones, just round the back of here.
Did you?
Yeah. The night when the fire happened.
Right. Where are they?
Well, they're in my backyard.
Great. I'll make a note of that and we'll send an officer round to your place to look for them.
OK.
Just wanted you to know that you're no longer a suspect in the arson case.
He's not?
Ian Donoghue, I am now arresting you for theft of water pipes under the Theft Act 1968. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not...
But why would he do something like that?
He thought he was doing something positive.
I was setting fire to something positive.
He had it all worked out, except he didn't.
He's not coming out then?
Charged and bail refused. Court tomorrow morning.
He's ruined everything. I've been working on my mum and dad, telling them what a good man he was, that they could trust him. Now everyone's going to know, aren't they?
Yes, they will. Local papers.
Local community.
That too. Oh, I'm sorry, Samira.
He's a true believer, though, isn't he?
Says he is.
He is. He's not a fake.
I think he does have faith. Just don't think he knows where he belongs.
Are you a religious person?
I'm Jew-ish, Samira.
Right, but are you religious?
I grew up in a fairly religious family.
You don't want to answer the question?
I'm a lawyer.
Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
You didn't. I don't really do the God thing, but I'll always be Jewish and I'll always be a lawyer. And I do know where I belong.
No further action on the arson. They're going to bail you to return on the theft of the pipes.
Good. Result, I suppose.
I've got to head off. All you need to do is sign the bail form.
Okay. Told you he was a wrong'un, didn't I?
You what?
You thought it was me. He's the fire starter.
I've got to go.
You thought it was me.
There was evidence.
It was him. That's the sort of bloke he is. Stabs his old mate in the back, betrays his people, joins up with them.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, you should, mate. People like us need to stand up for ourselves.
Hold up a minute.
Like you said earlier, you're a working class lad. You have to stand up and be counted, tell it how it is. We're getting swamped. You are one of us.
I am nothing to do with you. I don't believe any of that stuff. I grew up around here, yeah, I'm working class and I'm from the north, but I'm not having some scumbag like you telling me what to believe in. The north will rise again. It's cobblers. It's not on its knees. It's doing all right, and it don't need any help from beggars like you.
Right, mate, keep your head on.
And you can find yourself another brief when you come back here next month.
How was it?
Very uplifting.
How did we both manage to lose?
Skill, professionalism.
Years of experience.
The clients from hell.
Mine was a changed man.
Mine wasn't. I'll have a glass of that.
There was only one glass left in the bottle.
And you've had it?
Certainly have.
Suppose one of us could go out and get another bottle.
You could?
But I've only just got in.
Yeah, but I'm all cosy now.
But I had a longer day.
Please go and get a bottle of wine.
I don't want to go out again.
Trouble with you is, when you've made up your mind about something, you stick with it.
You should be grateful for that.
Overcome with gratitude,
Frank. You're worse. You make up your mind, you won't budge an inch.
Yeah, I'm very flexible.
Bless your heart for that.
Shut up. Tell you what, we could observe a fine Jewish tradition.
And what would that be?
Play rock, scissors, paper. Loser goes off to the off-licence.
Is it a Jewish game?
It is to me. I used to play it on a Sunday morning when I was bunking off Hebrew school round the back of the synagogue.
Okay, then. Let's get observant.
One, two, three, rock.
Rock.
Again. One, two, three, rock.
Rock.
Again. One, two, three, rock.
I stuck with rock this time. So did Sarah. After 15 rounds, we called it a draw and went upstairs with a cup of tea. I know that rock and roll lifestyle will be the death of me. Actually, you're going to have to trust me on this, but there really was a time back in the early days of the shipbuilders when I fully identified with the whole punk rock agenda. Gave the smart-ass teenager a sense of belonging and an edgy pair of trousers. Listen, find me a community and I'll do my best to join up. The world of criminal defence, I can comfortably share a bottle of passable red with a lawyer in a suit and discuss the finer details of the Police and Criminal Evidence Act. The Sky Blues, I know it's all gone corporate, but it runs in my veins. I belong. And am I still a northern lad? Oh, yeah. Still signed up to that. But I may need to have a careful look at some of the terms and conditions.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield, Sarah by Sally Dexter, and Samira by Zoe Iqbal. Hassan was played by Dean Smith,
Ian by James Cartwright, and DS Pool by Emily Peton. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and was produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. An anti-doping commission has said the Russian government and Secret Service helped their athletes cheat across a range of sports. Some positive tests would disappear, while other samples would be swapped for clean urine. Russian track and field athletes are already banned from this summer's Rio Games. The whole team could now be stopped from competing. Richard McLaren, who led the commission on behalf of the World Anti-Doping Authority, announced his findings within the past hour.
The system was set up after Russian authorities felt it was an abysmal medal count by the Russian Olympic team at the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics and was in place until at least August of 2015. In essence, the disappearing positive methodology allowed transformation of positive analytical results into a negative one by an order from the Deputy Minister of Sport.
A man who raped and murdered a teenager in North London 34 years ago has been sentenced to at least 25 years in prison. James Warnock, who's 56, strangled 17-year-old Janula Yani in Hampstead in 1982. He was caught after giving a DNA sample for a separate offence. The Chancellor, Philip Hammond, has said the £24 billion takeover of a British technology firm is a resounding endorsement of the UK economy. Arm Holdings, which makes microchips for smartphones, is being bought by the Japanese firm SoftBank. The French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has been booed during a commemoration for the 84 people killed in Nice on Thursday. Some hecklers shouted "murderer," while others called for him to resign. A minute's silence was held across the country this morning. Public Health England says two people have been killed by an E. coli outbreak in the UK. In total, 62 people have received hospital treatment. The outbreak has been linked to mixed salad leaves. The southwest of England has been particularly affected. BBC News.
The food programme is in Albania in search of cheese at 3:30. But now.
Counterpoint, the General Knowledge Music Quiz, chaired by Paul Gambaccini.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to BBC Made of Ale. Another trio of music lovers joins us here to play for a place in the Counterpoint semi-finals in our 30th anniversary year. Let's meet them.
Hello, I'm Keith Leeming. I'm a learning and development manager from Coventry.
I'm Hayden Parker, father of two boys, from Ashington in Northumberland.
Hello, I'm Richard Peterson. I'm a retired civil servant from Tottenham in North London.
The first round is a musical general knowledge round in which I ask each of you questions in rotation. There are 2 points for your own question and 1 point if the first person can't answer correctly and you pick it up for a bonus. It's worth going for every point you can because your score in this opening round determines how much choice you'll get when it comes to the special topics in round 2. Good luck, all 3 of you. Start us off today, please.